Thank you, Peter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. Saint Anthony Mary Claret, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sorry if there was any confusion about the Holy Mass. There was two masses being said, one in Cleveland and one here in my chapel, and there was no cameras there for that time. I'm sorry that there was some confusion. But let's go back to, I'd like to go back to the paragraph before, and it's basically, therefore, let me do. Jesus is saying this to Louisa, let me, what does he want to do? Let me repeat my life, that which I did in redemption with so much love. So Jesus is saying, let me repeat my life in each and every soul in the divine will. Let me beat in your heart beating. Let me breathe in your breathing. Let me gaze in your gazing. Let me walk in your walking. He says, now with a greater love, I want to repeat my holy humanity in you to set the beginning that my divine will and its laws be known. So who begins this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary from the human is Louisa. He says, I want your human will united to and dissolved within my holy divine will. So this fusion is coming to happen. We ask that we become one with Jesus, one with Mary. So he says this in the beginning of volume 16, 3, 22, 24. My daughter, the greater the good that I, God, want to do to the soul, and this good must descend for the good of all human generations and must bring me, God, complete glory, the more I draw a soul to myself. So that's what he did with Louisa. And now he's doing that with us. It's to draw us to Jesus. And he says, and I, God, make this good mature, make this good season between the soul and me. So everything is being put back in order the way it was with Adam before the fall. I segregate her from everyone. I make her ignored. And when my divine will wants her to draw close to some creature, it takes all my power in order for her to submit to the sacrifice of being separated. Therefore, let your Jesus do and calm yourself. So here, again, Jesus segregates us from everyone. He wants us, basically, as he said in sacred scripture, go to your room, close the door, and pray. He wants us to develop this intimacy with God. Alone with God. As Our Lady said to Louisa, to live in the divine will is to, he says, she says, the way to live in the divine will is to live as if it was only you and Jesus alive on the earth. This shows the mystical marriage. To be intimate with Christ, to be one with Christ, fused with Christ. He says, once you begin to live like this, separated from everybody else. It doesn't mean you don't like anybody, but your relationship is with Jesus and Jesus alone. And as you get close to Jesus, what happens is everyone else, you don't have that intimacy with them. You basically, God is doing this to allow us to be one with him, alone with him. So he says this, and Louisa says, ah, my Jesus, they are right. They say that they see no evidence, no positive good, that these are all just words. You know, I have people saying that to me about the Book of Heaven. That's just another saint talking. No, it's Jesus who dictated these words to Louisa, and they don't see the evidence. They don't see the positive good. They said, this is just another saint. And Louisa says, and I really don't want anything. All I want to do is you yourself want that I live in your most holy divine will And what passes between you and me remain in the secrets of our hearts. This is the intimacy. Remember, Mary treasured all these things in her hearts, in her heart. The same thing with us. As you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, you begin to live this life of peace, joy, and happiness. Jesus said, "My daughter, let them talk and let me do. It doesn't matter what anybody says." I mean, when you try to introduce the divine will to people and they go, "I don't want it," he says, let them talk. He says, "But let me do this with you." He says, so it's not to proclaim the divine will. You know, you've got to be part of the divine will. You know, it doesn't work like that. I remember Archbishop Cassati in 1997 said to us, you know, "You've been promoting the divine will in a human manner." And he said, "You must promote this in a divine manner." And for years I went, "What does he mean by a divine manner?" Well, come to find out, it's Jesus does this. He's doing this. We are living it. He is doing it. And what he is bringing about is we are beginning to live his life again on earth. Jesus breathed in my breathing. Jesus beat in my heart beating. Jesus gazed in my gazing. It's something that the saints only dreamed of. To begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, was only given to Louisa. The saints were taught how to do the will of God. Louisa was taught how to live in the will of God. That's why he says, let them do what they want. Let me do what I want, Jesus says. Do not be concerned and do everything I did. Jesus breathe in my breathing. Jesus beat in my heart beating. Jesus walk in my walking. He says, do everything I did. See, this intimacy, this union with Jesus is going to astonish each and every one of us. He says, while being on earth, both internal and external, this is not yet known, nor has it received its full and desired fruit, especially in my hidden life. So what the saints have followed is the holy humanity of Christ. Exteriorly, Jesus now says, interiorly, we're going to follow his life. We're going to do what he does. He's going to affect our three powers, our intellect, our memory, and our will. With our intellect, we're going to see things from a divine perspective. Jesus is going to teach us this as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice. So our memory won't be of how bad they treated me, how they talked about my family, how they did this to my country. No, that's not the memory. The memory is of Jesus. The memory is of Mary. And then finally, he says, your will, your human will is dissolved in the divine will. See, we use our free will to choose. Do I want my human will to be in charge of me? And what is your human will? It's what you say when you go to confession. "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I thought this, I said this, I did this, I didn't do this. I'm really sorry. I don't want to live like this. I make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid the near occasions of sin." Jesus says, when you begin to live in my divine will, that isn't, your human will isn't in charge anymore. And what God is saying is he's saying, "I want you to give your human will to him as a footstool so that the divine will can be given to us in return." So we're going to learn more about Jesus in his hidden life than ever before. This is what God has planned. Volume 16, 5, 13, 19, 24. "Jesus visited the interior of my soul, and then he made the comparison between himself and me to see who had more wounds, whether I had wounds or Jesus. To my surprise, I saw Jesus had more wounds than I did." This is where most people are. "I'm suffering so much. I'm suffering so much. Look what I have to go through." One friend of mine says, "Why me?" He says this all the time. "Why me? Why Jesus? Jesus took our place. Jesus had more wounds than I did. And although I had quite a few," Jesus continued, "have you seen how I am more wounded than you are?" When we meditate on Christ crucified, When we meditate on Christ crucified, we see he is the one who has suffered. He is the one who is wounded. When we don't meditate on Christ crucified, we pity ourselves. Pity, pity me. Most tears people have are they're pitying themselves. The tears of Jesus and Mary are because souls are going to hell. And what Jesus is asking us is to be in his stance, to be in his place, to pray for those who are on the edge of the abyss, to pray for those that they not fall into hell. It's not about me. It's about the glory of God and the salvation of souls. That's what Jesus wants us to get into. However, know that there are various voids of love because of my privations, but do not fear. For I, God, shall take care of the commitment to filling them, because I, God, know that you cannot do what you do when you are together with me. You see how great this is? God is doing it. This is the likeness of God. This is why God gave us the Catholic life, to enter into this life that Adam lost, this universal life that Adam lost, was the Catholic life. And that's why Jesus says to Louisa in the last chapter in Volume 24, there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd when everything's completed. Is exactly what God wanted from the beginning. There's not going to be many religions. There's going to be the Catholic religion, the Catholic faith, the universal life that our God wants us to live. He says, don't be afraid. God will take care of everything. I know that you cannot do what you do when you are together with me. It is Jesus that is doing it. So we give God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that our God so rightly deserves. So since it is not your human will to form these voids of love, your Jesus shall take care of filling them. God is going to do this. One flight I make you do, he says, in my divine will, shall be enough to put us in accord in divine love in such a way that overflowing outside, this love shall flow for the good of all our brothers and sisters, for all mankind. Therefore, Jesus says, let me do this. I'm going to do this. Get out of my way. Let me do this and trust in me. Jesus, I trust in you. This is why God gave us divine mercy, to get us ready to say, Jesus, I trust in you continuously. Jesus, I trust in you. When things go wrong, Jesus, I trust in you. When things go well, Jesus, I trust in you. When it's a sunny day, Jesus, I trust in you. When it's a rainy day, Jesus, I trust in you. This has to be our life. Why? Just because Jesus says, I'm going to do this. That's the next step. Why do I trust you, Jesus? Because you're going to do this. You're my Lord, you're my Savior, you're my Master, you're my King, you're my God, you're my all, and I completely trust in you in every situation. Volume 16, 529, 1924. Many shall marvel. This is what's happening. This is what we're doing. In hearing the continuous visits I, Jesus, made to you, Louisa, that I have not done with others, of your continuous pains of my privation. And an I, Jesus, in coming, keep provoking your pain most intently, because I, God, want my divine will not to lack the noble cortege of pain that constitutes the soul firm and strong, so that my divine will may form my stable dwelling within the soul, and give the soul new and continuous lessons on my divine will. And he says this, therefore I repeat to you, let me do this and trust in me. Let me, God Almighty, do this and trust me. I'm going to take care of it. You cannot believe what God has planned. Now, you see what's happening in the church, in the world, in the nation. God's in charge. The closer we get to God, the happier we get, because we see that he has to shake down everything. He has to. He has to bring an end to all worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, but especially sin. He has to stop this, and he is going to stop it. Our job is not to go, oh, it's so terrible out there. What are we going to do? No, our job is, Jesus, I trust in you. I have complete confidence in you. You are in charge. I might not understand what you're going to do, but I trust you. You are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. And that's what you let Jesus do. Write that on your mirror. So when you go in the bathroom in the morning, you look in the mirror and it's, let me do this. And then the next line is, I trust you. Jesus, I trust in you. See, what happens is you become completely filled with joy. Why? God is a God of miracles. Ask, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. You don't have to see it. You don't have to have it in your hand. You ask, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. That's what Jesus tells us. See, if it's rainy, fine. If it's cold, fine. If it's sunny, fine. Everything is glory to God. Everything is, I praise you, I love you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you. This is what the rounds are all about. You're praising God in the name of everyone and everything. This is an explosion of I love you to the throne of God. God's got it all planned. And all he's asking of us to do is get part of the plan. Trust the plan. Volume 17, 9, 11, 19, 24. I was feeling very disturbed, and I prayed Jesus to have compassion on me and to take himself all the care of my poor soul. And I said to Jesus, oh, please, take even everyone away from me, as long as you alone remain with me and you alone are enough for me. That should be our prayer. You alone are enough for me. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You alone are all that I want. I remember once I was reading Jesus said to Louisa, ask me for anything. So I stopped reading and I said, okay, what would I ask for? And I said, I asked to be holy, to be good, to be saintly. I asked to be filled with the divine will. I asked, I went on and on and on. And I said, okay, what did Louisa say? It was very simple. All I want is you. That's what Louisa said. It's not things. All I want is you. Jesus is teaching us how to pray the way Louisa prayed. How to live the life that Louisa lived. All I want is you. You alone are enough for me. After so long, you should have made me content. More so, since I was asking for nothing but you alone. Now, while I was saying this and other things, my Jesus took my arm as if he wanted to free me and therefore do for me the office of my confessor. And oh, how happy I felt in seeing Jesus do this. And I thought to myself, finally, the hardest of my sacrifices is over. See, her confessor had to come in every morning to wake her up. Every night she was petrified, completely turned into like a stone. You know, Father Bucci was saying when Luis would move and all of a sudden that would come, her hand would be like this in the air for all night long. And nobody could move it. Nobody could move her hand. And it always took the priest to come in every morning to bless her. And what did the priest say? Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, bless her. Why? She was born on the second Sunday of Easter, Divine Mercy Sunday. We see the connection there. There's many connections between Louisa and the Divine Mercy. But this was so astonishing that She said, why do you bother the priest? You, Jesus, you do this. And this always bothered Louisa. She says, finally, she says, the hardest of my sacrifice is over. I don't have to have the priest come in and do this for me. But in vain and fleeting happiness, as Jesus took my arm at that very moment, he escaped and I was left in my usual state without being able to come back around. So here she is, her hands up in the air. And, how I cried and I prayed that Jesus would have compassion on me. Then after a few hours, my lovable Jesus came back and seeing me crying and all embittered, he says, my daughter, do not cry. And that's what he says to us. Don't you want to trust your Jesus? Don't have pity me tears. Let me do. And do not take things lightly. Jesus has to be in charge of our life. It can't be our life anymore. When we consecrate ourselves to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Jesus has to be in charge of our life. Let me do this, Jesus says. When our Lord has great plans, we are not here by chance, and it's not by chance that we have the Book of Heaven. Jesus is depending on us to link ourselves to Louisa so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. Volume 17, 2-8-1925. This state of mind, so painful, is the true portrait of the way in which my divine will finds itself in the midst of creatures. It is present in their minds as though divided, because they do not, but they do as their own human will does, not as my divine will does. My divine will remains dislocated and wounded by creatures. Therefore, unite your human will to my holy divine will. Give me, God, a relief for my dislocation. So here he is. He shows Louisa the dislocation he had on his arm when they pulled his arm to nail it to the cross. He says, this is the true portrait of the way in which my divine will finds itself. He says, they keep on doing their human will, not my holy divine will. And therefore, my holy divine will is like dislocated and wounded by creatures. Therefore, unite your human will to mine. And that's what we do when we do our prevenient act in the morning. Unite your human will to my holy divine will. Give me relief for my dislocation. Lord, I want to bring back peace and joy to you so that you will be healed completely. I clasped Jesus to myself and I kissed his wound, the wounds of his hands, and oh, how embittered they were because of many works, even holy works, that do not have their origin in the divine will of God. In order to soothe their pains, I squeezed them in my hands, and Jesus let me do everything. Even more, he wanted it. So I did the same with the other wounds, so much so that he remained with me for almost the whole morning. So here, this suffering that Jesus went through. Louisa soothed him, kissed his wounds. How many of us have been with Christ crucified? How many of us have been there? Kissing his wounds. You know what Jesus said? He says that when you kiss the cross, when you kiss his wounds, he says, I take it as you're actually kissing me. When we kiss his wounds, it soothes him. Somebody recognizes it, what he went through. And that's what he's doing. He's saying he stayed with her the whole morning. Volume 17, 3:15, 1925. My daughter, only my divine will has the power of forming its life in the soul, in the creature. It is understood that the soul must have given me, who knows how many times, sure proofs that she wants to live in my divine will, not of her own human will anymore, because each human will prevents the forming of my life in the soul. This is the greatest prodigy that my divine will can work. My divine life in the human. This is going back to the image and likeness of God. Everything is going to go back the way it was before the fall. And again, the saints wanted to do this, but they didn't have Louisa. They didn't have the book of heaven that Jesus dictated to Louisa. We do. God is expecting much more from us than anybody else. Its light prepares a place for me. Its heat purifies and consumes everything that might seem unseemly for my divine life and provides me with the necessary elements in order to develop my life in the soul. That's what Jesus is doing. As you read, he's changing us. He says, I'm transmuting you. Transmutation, inside and outside of the element, is changing into a completely different element. God's getting us ready for the kingdom. That's the only way to live in the kingdom, with their insides and outsides completely transformed into God. Image and likeness of God as God originally planned. So therefore, he says, let me do that I, God, may accomplish everything that my divine will has established in you. Everything that you have gone through, God has prepared you for this. Everything that you've gone through, the good, the bad, and the ugly, everything has prepared you for this. What God has planned, he's been doing this from the beginning of time. He knew that you were going to live at this time. He knew that you were going to have the book of heaven. He planned everything. Everything. Everything in your life is brought you to this point of embracing this great gift. You've been prepared for this. I don't know how many times people have said, well, I always thought dot, 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 dot. Yes, God planned this. I read once dot, 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 dot. Yes, God has this ready. And now what he's asking is, will you enter into this gift fully? He says, I will give this gift to the world when I find the souls that want the divine will more than anything. It hasn't been given to the world yet, because he hasn't found the souls that want the divine will more than anything. That has to be us. He says, put away holy things. Put away good things. Put away saintly things. And you go, well, why would you do that? Because Jesus is saying, I want you to enter into divine things. May we share in the divinity of Christ, as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. Volume 1 through volume 10 is how to live a good, holy, saintly life. Volume 11 through volume 19, no saint has ever known this, how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. And nobody until 1996, nobody learned how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father until the writings of Louisa were released from the Vatican. God's got great plans. Things are going to change dramatically. And so therefore, he's got to shut everything down. Why? The kingdom is coming. He's going to close one door and open another. Why? The kingdom is coming. Read the book of heaven. And don't just read a paragraph. Read the book of heaven. Take a year and read the book of heaven. You can never be the same. Volume 17, 4:26-19:25. The eternal Son of my divine will follows its course, whether through the writings or through printing of the writings or through your words, your manners that you, Louisa, speak. Let it escape like light and let it cover the whole world. I, God, long for it. I, God, want it. Jesus said in Matthew 24, until the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed to all the world, the kingdom can't come. Jesus says, I long for this. I want this. This is divine light. This is divine life. This is divine light, life, and love. It's a new beginning for the world, but it's really not new. It's what Adam had before the fall. And beside, how much really of the truths about my divine will was put out? Okay, this is 1925. That was volume 1 through volume 19 that was printed by Archbishop, St. Honorable de Francia. Father Bede in Germany, he printed the 1 through 19 in German. But that was it. And it was stomped on. And what happened? It took until, well, then when they were taken, when the writings were taken to the Vatican in 1938, it was until 1996 that the writings came out again. And this was all the writings. And Jesus says, when these writings are given to the world will begin to change. That's what we're experiencing. That's why the devil is so furious. His kingdom is coming to a complete end. The kingdom of God is coming on earth as it is in heaven. It can be said that just as the atoms of light, and even the atoms still, if you knew the good that they do, what shall happen when, after all the truths that I have spoken to you, Louisa, about my divine will have been gathered together, the fecundity of its light, the good it contains, all united all together, shall form not just the atoms or the rising sun, but the full midday of the kingdom. What good shall this eternal sun not produce in the midst of creatures? And you, and I shall be happier in seeing my divine will known, my divine will loved, my divine will fulfilled. Therefore, Jesus says, let me do this. God is doing this. And he's saying, get on the train if you want, because the kingdom's coming, or you can stay back if you wish. He says, I want to give you everything that I've planned from the beginning of time. All the secrets, all the treasures that Adam was to discover. The angels don't even know about. I want to give this to all the world now. Volume 19, 7-5, 1926. My daughter, now you marvel. Your marvel ceases that while you write, you feel the truths arise within you as though within from a fount. As you read this, everything comes alive. The sacred scriptures come alive. The dogma and doctrine of our faith comes alive. The love for God and man becomes alive. It's Jesus that's doing this in a very powerful way. Jesus is doing this. It is the work of your Jesus done in you that overflowing from every part of your soul pours order on paper and the truths written in you marked with characters of divine light. See, this is why it's fun to be around little children of the Holy Divine Will. They're filled with light. They're filled with love. They're filled with life. This is what Jesus is saying. Characters of light are coming from the little children of the Holy Divine Will. Therefore, let your fears cease. Jesus, I trust in you. And do not want to limit yourself to the short account of my words, nor resist me when I, God, want to go into more details and have you write on paper, have what we read in the book of heaven, what I wrote in your soul, what we see Louisa living with so much love. How many times you forced me to use my divine power to overwhelm you, so that you may not, listen to this, resist God in writing. Don't resist God in reading. Don't resist him. Read. Let Jesus touch your heart, your mind, your soul. What I, God, want, therefore, let me do. He keeps on saying this. It shall be your Jesus's care that the truth of these of the book of heaven may shine in everything and everywhere. Volume 19, 8-14, 1926. Like rising sun, my divine will dispels the darkness of the human will and removes the torpor that almost all creatures have, also in doing good. Because the life of my divine will is missing. Many, many good people, like some people say, how can this person go into the seminary and act like this? How can this priest live this life? How can this bishop do this? How can this nun do that? The divine will is missing. My manifestations in the book of heaven about the divine will shall be like the balm that shall heal the wounds produced by the human will. Those who shall have the good of knowing them shall feel a new light, life of light and of love, new life of grace, new life of strength that flows within them. Why? Jesus is there to fulfill my divine will in everything. Not only this, but in comprehending the great evil of their own human will, they shall abhor the human will and shall shake themselves from the yoke so very hard of the human will, to place themselves under the gentle dominion of my most holy divine will. Ah, you do not know, or can you see what I, God, know and see? Therefore, let me, God, do this. And do not oppress yourself. Rather, you yourself should have urged and published the one whom I have disposed, and this is St. Honorable de Francia, with so much love to take on this commitment. Even more, you should have told St. Honorable de Francia to hurry and not lose time. This is what Jesus is saying to Louisa during the last year of his life. He says, you know, get this going. You know, I want this out. This was 1926. Don't lose any more time. Now think about it. Almost 100 years later, Jesus is saying, I want this. Don't lose a moment. He's not just saying this to Louisa. He's saying this to everybody in the world who's reading the Book of Heaven. Don't lose a moment. Watch what I'm going to do. The time is very short. My daughter, the kingdom of my divine will is unshakable. And these knowledges about the divine will, I, God, have placed so much light, so much grace, so much attraction as to render this divine will victorious in such a way that as these truths become known, these truths, these promises, these manifestations that he gave to Louisa, listen to this, shall wage a sweet battle against the human will, and mankind shall be conquered. It's going to happen. Everybody's moaning, oh, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. There's only one person that's upset. That's the evil one. His kingdom is coming to an end. We should be rejoicing. The fulfillment of the Our Father is happening. These knowledges, these truths, these promises, these manifestations shall be an immensely high and strong wall, more than the terrestrial Eden, that shall prevent the evil one from entering in order to molest those who, conquered by the divine will, shall pass to live in the kingdom of my most holy divine will. Therefore, do not become disturbed. Jesus, I trust in you. And let me do, and I, God, shall dispose everything so that the supreme fiat may be known, loved, and possessed. That's what's coming. A new beginning for mankind is coming. There's nothing to be afraid of. God wins. There's only one that's afraid. He's going back to hell. Volume 19, 1926. You must know, again, this is a command from Jesus, that my heart, my sacred heart is swollen. My sacred heart agonizes. My sacred heart sighs. Why? Because I, God, want to make known the kingdom of the supreme fiat. I want the great goods that are in it, and the great good that those who shall possess it shall receive. This is what he's planned from the beginning of time for us. It is precisely in my sacred heart that I keep it, and I feel my sacred heart explode, for I, God, want to let this gift out. Don't you want then to give me this relief so that by letting it out, my heart may deflate and so And so it shall not have to agonize and sigh with sorrowful sighs anymore. And you shall do this by making known what I have manifested to you about my divine will. Who is Louisen making this known to? It's us. And the more we read, the more Louisa manifests this to us. This is so glorious. Because when you do this, you give me, God, the field in order to open the ways and prepare the place in which I, God, must lay the kingdom of my divine will. And if you do not manifest what I say to you, if you don't read what Jesus says to us, you close these ways. And my Sacred Heart swells even more. Therefore, let me do this. And you follow me and do not be concerned. He's saying, I'm going to do this. He says, either you're with me or you're without me. Volume 19, 9, 15, 1926. So it shall be for the supreme fiat. First, we shall do it between the two of us, one on one. This is Jesus and Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. It's one on one. It's always Jesus, Mary. They're always together. And once it is formed, I, God, shall take care of transmitting it to other souls. So everything, this is what he's doing right now with us. It's been given to Louisa. Now God is transmitting this to us. It is easier to have a work come out well when it is formed in private, in the hiddenness of the silence of two persons who really love that work. And once it is formed, it is easier to manifest it and to give it to others as gift. This is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies given to us. Therefore, Jesus says, let me do and do not be concerned. Don't trouble yourself. Just read. Let Jesus give this to you. Read it, study it, put this into practice. Volume 20, 130, 1927. Too perfidious and ungrateful shall be those who shall not recognize in these manifestations of mine the echo of heaven. So here's another title that Jesus gives the book of heaven, the echo of heaven. The long chains of love of the supreme will, the communion of goods of our celestial Father that the Father wants to give to mankind. And as though wanting to put aside everything that has passed in the history of the world, the Father wants to begin a new era. Do you believe that? Why do you think everything's falling apart? A new era is coming, a new creation, as if the history of the creation were just now beginning. Therefore, Jesus says, let me do, because whatever I, God, do is of highest importance. Everything is ready for the kingdom. Why do you think Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno in 1947, time has now come to an end? It's the end of this era. It's the era, it's the new era that's coming. Read what Jesus says to Louisa about the new era. This is so exciting. This is so magnificent that when we are focused on the book of heaven, nothing bothers us. Why? The kingdom is coming. We are excited and joy-filled and peaceful and happy because the kingdom is coming. And he says, the kingdom of God is within you. This is where it begins. This is why we're filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Volume 21, 526, 1927. I, God, have told you many times about that the privations of me are nothing other than the voids that my justice is forming in order to strike the peoples. Therefore, my daughter, do not lose heart. You know how much I love you. This is what we're going to learn, how much God loves us. How many treasures I have prepared, placed in you. It's the same thing with us. Nor can I leave you. He can't leave us. He won't leave us. I must guard all the gifts I have placed in you. You must know that each one of my words is a divine gift. Every word in the book of heaven is a divine gift to us. And as we read this, these gifts become alive. It's a divine gift. And how many of them I have spoken to you? How many of them have we read? And when I give, I, God, never take the gift back to be sure that my gift is safe. I remain, he says, but as the guardian of my gifts and the soul who possesses them. He says, therefore, let me do and let my divine will reign freely in you. This is what God is asking. So we'll end there in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.